Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for greater use of traditional knowledge and AI to support wildlife management. He also emphasized the use of AI, machine learning and geospatial mapping for forest fire and wildlife conflict management, collaborating with BISAG and the Forest Survey of India. Chairing the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasangir in Junagadh district today, on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day, he emphasized the importance of awareness of dolphin conservation through the involvement of the local population and villagers in these areas. During the meeting, the Prime Minister released the report of the first ever riverine dolphin estimation conducted in the country, which estimated a total of 6,327 dolphins. This pioneering effort involved surveying 28 rivers across 8 states with 3,150 man days dedicated to covering over 8,500 kilometers. Uttar Pradesh recorded the highest numbers, followed by Bihar, West Bengal and Assam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to reaffirm their commitment to protect and preserve the incredible biodiversity of the planet. On the occasion of World Wildlife Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that every species plays a vital role and highlighted the importance of safeguarding their future for generations to come. He also expressed pride in India's contributions towards preserving and protecting wildlife. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has appealed to renew our dedication in conserving the rich biodiversity that makes our planet so extraordinary. In a social media post, Khandu wrote, "Every living being has a unique role in maintaining ecological balance. It is our responsibility to ensure their survival for the future. Let us continue to work towards a sustainable and thriving planet for all," he added. In the meantime, to commemorate World Wildlife Day, a joint cleanliness drive was organized by the Youth Mission for Clean River and the Miss APSU organizing team with support from Itanagar Smart City at IG Park today. The green team cleared approximately 1,700 kilometers of waste from the surrounding areas. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated Gamjum Lai on his remarkable achievement. In a social media post today, Khandu informed that Lai has been selected as an officer in the Indian Army through the NCC Special Entry Scheme. He further added that Lai's dedication, perseverance and unwavering spirit have earned him a well-deserved place in the All India Merit List, proving that hard work and determination always pay off. Gamjum Lai is a native of Siru village in Leparada district. The Arunachal GIA Mahotsav 2025 concluded on a high note at New Delhi today. Minister for Tourism Pasang Dorje Sona, in his concluding remark, has stressed that the Mahotsav was a celebration of the essence of Arunachal's rich heritage, indigenous craftsmanship and unique GI products. In a social media post, Sona said, "It has been an enriching journey showcasing the state's cultural and entrepreneurial spirit to a larger audience." In the meantime, the minister has thanked Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men for their support in making this event a grand success. He further extended his appreciation to all the artisans, entrepreneurs and cultural performers who brought the festival to life. "This landmark event was a significant step in promoting the rich cultural heritage, craftsmanship and indigenous products of Arunachal Pradesh." The Rashtriya Raksha University has launched a 14-day training program on new criminal laws and prison welfare at its Pasighat campus today. The training program, collaborated with New Delhi-based Bureau of Police Research and Development, is designed to provide prison officials with a comprehensive understanding of the new criminal laws and their implications for prison administration and welfare. About 30 prison officers of different ranks from the state, besides other northeastern states and even from a few South Indian states, are participating in the first phase training. The university is currently run under the central government's Ministry of Home Affairs. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert over Papumpare, Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjo, Lohit, Namsai, Changlang and Tirap districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has issued a warning of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.